Welcome to your daily devotional, September 30th, Wrestling with God, Genesis chapter 32 and verse 26. I will not let you go unless you bless me. Jacob was at a pivotal point in his life. He was about to meet his brother Esau after many years of estrangement. Jacob had fled his home many years prior because Esau had planned to kill him after he had deceived Esau out of his birthright. Genesis chapter 27, verses 35 and 41. But Jacob had matured since then and had become a man of great faith. He knew that to go to meet Esau that day, he needed the Lord's blessing. And Jacob was not relenting in wrestling with God until he got a blessing. That day, he received the name Israel, for he had struggled with God and with men and prevailed. If you have a major situation, meeting, test, decision, or appointment coming up, resolve like Jacob did not to go forward without a blessing from God. Now don't think that the Lord will bless you if you've got some sin in mind, but do know that he will bless you even by going with you if your heart is right toward him and you are doing an honorable thing. Jacob persisted for the blessing. For a night. An all-night prayer is good, but our weak bodies need some sleep from time to time. But that will not stop you from wrestling with God in prayer all day, or at least it ought not. The Bible says that men always ought to pray and not lose heart. More of a direct application of our text would be this. Is there someone that you are estranged from that you ought to be meeting up with soon? A family member or friend, perhaps? Could be that the appointed time is coming at some event. Or maybe God is sending you both to the same store at the same time. Seek God's blessing in this. He is the ultimate reconciler. Pray that he is first consulted about that meeting. And don't you dare show up if you're not humble enough to admit the wrong you did or to offer complete and unconditional forgiveness like Jesus does.